Bitmine now holds over 5x more ETH than any other public company. Bitmine Immersion Technologies has pulled so far ahead of other publicly traded Ethereum treasury holders that its stash is now more than 5 times the size of the second largest corporate ETH wallet, according to a Cointelegraph update posted on May 17, 2026. The post puts hard numbers on a gap that has been widening for months, as Tom Lee's vehicle continued accumulating while peers slowed or paused buys. ETH was trading around $2,186 as of May 17th, down 1.7% on the day and roughly 6.1% on the week, according to CoinMarketCap snapshot data. Bitmine's lead is therefore being measured against a backdrop of softer prices, not a hot tape. A single ticker now defines the ETH treasury trade. When investors talk about the ETH treasury thesis, they are increasingly talking about one company. Bitmine's holdings dwarf the rest of the public market field by a multiple that few corporate asset categories ever show. For context, even in Bitcoin treasuries, where Strategy is the dominant name, the gap to the next largest holder is a fraction of what Bitmine has built on the ETH side. That concentration changes the meaning of the category. A retail or institutional investor who wants liquid, publicly traded ETH exposure outside of the spot ETFs effectively has one obvious pick. The runner-up, third and fourth holders matter for narrative variety, but their balance sheets carry far less ETH beta than Bitmine does. The mechanics behind the lead Bitmine's lead was not accidental. The company has run an aggressive buying cadence under Tom Lee's chairmanship, layering treasury raises, an NYSE uplisting, and a buyback program on top of repeated open market and OTC purchases. It also moved a large share of its stack into staking, which produces yield that compounds the treasury rather than just sitting idle. By contrast, several would-be ETH treasury peers either capped their raises, redirected capital toward operations, or never built the equity issuance machinery needed to sustain weekly accumulation. The result is a structural advantage that compounds quietly. Every week, Bitmine raises and buys, the gap to number two widens. Concentration cuts both ways. For Bitmine shareholders, the dominance is the story. The vehicle has effectively cornered the public market ETH treasury narrative, and any institutional flow looking for that exposure has fewer alternatives than it did 6 months ago. That scarcity premium is part of what supports the stock when ETH itself is range-bound. The risk is the mirror image. With one company holding more than 5 times the ETH of its closest competitor, any forced sale, governance event, or balance sheet stress at Bitmine becomes a market event for ETH itself, not just for the stock. The Ethereum Foundation's prior OTC sales to Bitmine showed how directly the company's flows now interact with ETH supply dynamics on the other side of the trade. A second concern is reflexivity. If ETH grinds lower, mark-to-market losses on Bitmine stack pressure the equity, which can pressure further raises, which can in turn slow the accumulation that has been the company's core narrative. With ETH down 6% on the week, that loop is no longer hypothetical, and the market will be watching the next quarterly disclosure closely. Implications for the broader ETH treasury trade. A few takeaways for readers tracking this space. The ETH treasury company label is increasingly a misleading category. Most names under it are too small to meaningfully move the trade, and lumping them together obscures how much of the exposure is sitting in one ticker. Comparisons to Strategy on the Bitcoin side are tempting but imperfect. Strategy still faces visible competition from other corporate Bitcoin holders. Bitmine, by Cointelegraph's count, does not. The closest analog is less a peer and more a long-tail collection of much smaller balance sheets. Concentration risk should now be in every model. Anyone underwriting Bitmine equity or using it as an ETH proxy should explicitly price the scenario where the company is forced to slow accumulation or rotate part of its stack, and how that would feed back into ETH spot.